Responding to what's been described as a local housing crisis, the county wants to work tiny houses and other low-cost housing options into its zoning regulations. Funded by the state, a planning effort to broaden the range of allowable housing types has produced a framework for a new ordinance allowing movable and fixed tiny houses, mobile homes, RVs, and tents. The county's planning commission got a first look at the plan during an April 18th workshop. Commissioners support making regulations as flexible as possible to allow maximum housing cost reduction. And during a public comment period, Praj White said the low-cost housing plan needs to be doable in all county areas.
It appears the ordinance is excluding many communities that could benefit due to the limited zoning options. It feels inequitable to many parts of the county. Not everyone wants to live in town. The proposed zones are almost all next to the main highway and arterials and do not provide for equitable development throughout the diverse and rural county. I suggest that community planning areas and communities should have the possibility of tiny home villages. From Garberville, Redway, Bryceland, Edersburg, Honeydew, Petrolia, Hydesville, Blocksburg, Willow Creek, Glendale, McKinleyville, Fieldbrook, and others.
Other commenters questioned proposed requirements such as parking spaces, even in alternative lodge parks, the most wide-ranging housing category that includes tents and other membrane structures. Commissioner Peggy O'Neill discouraged making tiny house villages too similar to conventional housing.
There's different classifications, I think, in these villages. You could have rapid rehousing, you could have safe and sober housing, you could have domestic violence housing, but this doesn't cover any of that in my mind. It just says, okay, you can put something together. You know, as far as I can tell, if you did a tiny house village, you know, 10 units, you're gonna, to comply with this ordinance, you're gonna spend several million dollars just to get to that point, to have water, sewer, parking, foundations, electricity, all of that's going to cost millions. I mean, just to buy a pre-made tiny house is, you know, minimum $75,000 to $120,000 if it has, you know, showers and toilets and all of that. And if you look at other communities, they've gone from, in some cases, a stepped-up approach where, you know, for some people, just living in a very minimal, maybe 10 by 12 unit that provides them a place to sleep without being accosted.
Commissioner Noah Levy also vouched for keeping housing costs low.
I hope that this ordinance can allow for a range of tiny house villages and emergency housing villages that frankly offer greater or lesser amenities, luxuries, parking spaces. But, you know, the more we require things like that, it does tend to drive up the price. And I think for some tiny house villages, that's really desirable and appropriate, but for others, perhaps not. I also agree with the folks who've come in tonight saying that I think we need to, while certainly encourage this in the more densely developed urban areas, I think we really do need to make sure that this can work for the rural parts of the county where they have the same need for low, relatively affordable housing.
Planning staff will seek more input through meetings with community members and will return with alternatives for the commission's review. Another prong of the county's quest to expand housing is to allow it in more areas, including commercial, industrial commercial, and business park zones. The commission workshopped a draft commercial residential ordinance and made some suggestions such as increasing proposing housing density above 16 units per acre. The draft ordinance will be considered again in a future public hearing. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.